We do praise the Lord for being here tonight, and praise the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. The title of the message tonight, and we're going to get right into the message, is Don't Get Comfortable. Don't get comfortable. And sometimes in our Christian walk, there are three stages that the Lord has showed me in the last couple of weeks that sometimes we get comfortable in these stages. And His message to us tonight is not to get comfortable in these stages and not to get comfortable in these things, but to continue in the vein of what Terry preached this morning, to continue forward and to continue going on and doing what God would have us to do. In 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, then we're going to go to 1 John chapter 2, and we're going to talk about the first scenario, I guess you would call it, the first situation that we can get comfortable in, and that's the world. And, you know, it's really easy, church, to get caught up in the world and the worldly pleasures and the things of this world. And you know, the first thing people think of when you say that is you go to the thought of, well, I don't sin, I don't do this, I don't do that. But I'm going to talk about that a little bit, but I'm also going to talk a little bit about worldly possessions, because that's another thing that we get comfortable in. We start getting these worldly possessions built up, and we find the comfort level. And we need to be careful of that and stay away from that, because how many of us realize and understand tonight that this world is not our home? And the possessions of this world are just temporal. They're just things that they're given to us while we're here, just to hold us over, just to give us a little bit of pleasure while we're here, right? So we don't want to get comfortable in those things, but to continue our progress and our process and realize and understand that there is a better day ahead. Praise God. So let's start 2 Corinthians 6, verses 14 through 18. So it says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement with the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." You may be seated. So we see here that the Lord is telling us not to get comfortable around lost people, not to get comfortable around sinners. You know, the Bible tells us that, and I'm just paraphrasing a little bit, but the Bible says that people that are lost should not feel comfortable in the house of God. Amen? Sinners, a person who has sin in their life should not feel comfortable in this place, and they should not feel comfortable around us. And it's the same, just the opposite. We should not feel comfortable in worldly places. We should not feel comfortable around worldly people. We should feel there should be something that feels different, that feels unright, if you will. Amen? And we shouldn't feel comfortable and get comfortable in places that we shouldn't be and around people that we shouldn't spend a lot of time around. I'm not telling you tonight that you shouldn't witness to the lost. And I'm not telling you, you know, that you banish them, but I'm saying don't get comfortable around them. Don't get so comfortable that you lose sight of who you are. You are the sons and daughters of God. I just read it from you from the Scriptures. You are chosen by Him specifically because of His devout love for you. So we shouldn't get comfortable around sinfulness. We shouldn't get comfortable around unrighteousness. You know, I see it all the time at work especially, where people that profess all the time, professing to be Christians and talk about the church that they go to and they put their church's name out there. They advertise their church's name, and they say who they're a part of and who they're affiliated with. But then you see things out of them and you say, wow, they're bringing a reproach against that church. Not just herself, but against the church. They're bringing, and not only that, I'm going to take it a step further tonight. They're bringing a reproach against the Lord by doing the things that they're doing and saying the things that they're saying. And the reason that it is because they get so caught up in what's going on, and they want so bad to be liked. Amen? They want so bad to be a part of this certain crowd that they get comfortable. And they lay down their laurels. They lay down their values. They lay down what they stand for and what they believe in because of their comfort. And the enemy creeps in and he slips in and he begins to put them in places that they don't need to be in and have them doing things that they don't need to be doing. So be careful. Be careful. Again, witness to the lost. But don't get comfortable with the lost, because that's not what Jesus wants. He wants us to witness to Him, but be ye separate. Amen? He was separate. He wasn't the same. He didn't fit into the crowd. Yes, he ate dinner with them, and he did things with them, and tried to encourage them to turn to Him, but he didn't get comfortable with them. He didn't do the same things that they did. He didn't tell the dirty jokes that they told. Amen? So, be ye separate. Come out from amongst the world, because you're not a part of the world. 1 John 2, verses 15 and through 17. Now we're going to talk a little bit about the things of the world and how those things can also deceive you. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. I don't know exactly how to put this, but I've got a lot of possessions. And I mean, I'm not saying that they're fancy possessions. I'm not saying they're the most extravagant possessions. But my garage is just chucked full of possessions. Things that, listen to me tonight. Things that when I saw them, I thought, I really need that. I really have to have that. So I bought that. Now, it's in the garage with a bunch of other junk, not being used. Some of it gets used. I'm not going to say none of it gets used at all, but some of it gets used. But I will tell you, I've got a tool allowance at work, and I can spend so much per every 6 months on tools. And I find myself buying tools a lot of times that I don't use, because if I don't use that money, I lose it. You don't want to lose money, do you? No. Right? So I find myself buying stuff that I don't really need, but I see it and I think, wow, that really looks neat. Kind of like Sarah last night when she saw the phone that we got her list. Wow. Right? I've got tools in the garage that have never been taken out of a box. That have been there for a couple of years, some of them. Debbie's shaking her head, yeah, already. I've got hunting stuff that's never been taken out of the box, never even been used, never been taken out of the package. I was going through the other day and trying to put some of it away.